This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my little babies. I'm Lou Sanders, and this is my podcast. It's an audio format. I can't get into what a podcast is if you don't already know. It's about cuddling and everything that goes with it. That sounds rude, but I don't mean like that. I just mean you should know by now. But you may have just joined in this episode. If so, then welcome. This week, I am joined in isolation, so we've recorded these remotely. And this week's guest is Steen Ruskopoulos. That's the first time and the only time that I'll say his name correctly. Calm down, he's Greek. I call him Ruskopoulos because it's too hard. Steen is an improviser, a comic, a writer and an actor. He's bloody great. By the way, P.S. he's with Sarah Pascoe. So if we talk about Sarah in a familiar way that you know, that's his girlfriend. But he's also a man in his own right, okay? So let's hear from Steen.
Steenie Pops, hello.
Lulu Ray Sunshine Miguel.
Ah, that's my nickname. Nobody knows that. You're back. Oh, that's great. What happened is we're doing this podcast remotely because we love the rules and I couldn't see you, but then you came back and and that's lovely for me to be able to see your face, actually.
Yeah, well, you guys ripped into my Wi-Fi saying it was shit, so I had to go apologise to my router. And I had to go back like, come on, baby, just give me like 40 minutes with Lulu. Come on, baby, you can give me 4 bars of green.
It's weird when you're doing a podcast with someone and they can see you, but you can't see them. It does make it harder to...
I'm surprised you like put a full ball gown on. Like, I'm just in a T-shirt and a hat.
I know. I dress up but when I do Sarah's, I'm going to dress down. I just dress up for the boys.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say you're pro or anti cuddles? I'm going to say it's a lifestyle choice.
Pro. I'm a big, like, in terms of American gun laws protest, I'd be out protesting, like, hugs.
Well, actually, the Americans are protesting at the moment about lockdown, and they don't want to stay in. They think it's against their freedom.
But Lily, what's worse? Like, is it worse to have a family member on a ventilator close to death or bad roots and you need a haircut? I mean...
Yeah. I think the first one.
No, that wasn't a question. That was...
Is that why you're hiding your hair? Did you cut it yourself?
Oh, it's horrific. It's the longest my hair's ever been. I look like my dad.
It's like a big old mop, but it's really nice. I think men should grow their hair long. It looks much better. What is wrong with that? Why don't you like that?
I don't like it. It's too long. It's just too... I think it's hot as well. With the weather changing, it's starting to get a bit too hot. And I've never worn it like this long, so I don't know what to do with it. But I've got so many hats. So like I've got another 2 more hats to wear before I have to go back to wearing the start of the week's hat.
Oh, see what? So hang on, 5 hats or 3 hats total?
7 hats. How many days are in your week?
I wasn't sure what day it was. And you said another 3 hats and I wasn't.
So what would be your 3-day week then? What 3 days of the week would you use?
Wednesday, just to have some realism. Okay. Saturday, Sunday. Sunday because roast dinner. Or maybe Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but I feel like that's too basic bitch, you know, when you're going to do some work and feel good.
Now, with Wednesday, I think you have to have something to look forward to. Like Wednesday, oh, I can't wait for the weekend.
Skip Thursday, skip Friday.
When's the last time someone's said like, oh, man, I had a good Thursday?
Well, I haven't recorded all of the conversations.
Lou, here's a little tip. Record all conversations.
All the conversations, yeah. Okay.
Because they're recording yours. They're recording yours.
Okay, that is true. That is true. The government, the man. Maybe I'll put something out on Twitter. Have I had a good first day? Question mark. And just watch the tweets roll in. You know, people like interaction.
Imagine if that's how you like properly blow up all around the world. You become famous for it.
The Thursday girl.
Yeah.
Who was that girl that did a Thursday song? Something black.
Friday?
Jessica Black.
I was thinking
Friday.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was you're that? Gonna be the Thursday girl. There'll be a podcast in 10 years' time. Like, remember the Thursday girl?
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, son.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it?
What's the first cuddle that you remember, if you can?
I remember the first cuddle I had was with my papu, which is like my grandfather, my great-grandfather. And it was one where it was like a family photo when I was like two. And it was very aggressive. It was like, you need to stand next to me.
Side?
So, yeah, like he just grabbed me to make it look like he was comforting me. But it was quite aggressive.
Why? Just an aggressive man or just like?
No. I think.
Get rejected.
No, I think they just wanted like a really nice family photo, and he wanted to look like he was giving me a nice cuddle to be, you know, here with the rest of the family. So everyone was like standing side by side, hands on shoulders, and he wanted to like hold me on his lap kind of thing. But I remember being very, very aggressive.
And where's he now?
Sydney, Australia.
Is he?
Yeah. Were you going to say, is he like dead or alive? Is that what you're asking? Or?
Well, great-great-great-great-grandfather still alive.
No, my grandfather, he's like 89,
Oh, that's nice. I thought you meant great-grandfather. Your grandfather, you get on well with your grandfather, don't you?
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Is that the nice
He's one? A good boy.
Yeah. He's a good boy, that one. Are they quite a cuddly family, would you say?
No. Like, to the point where with my nieces and nephew now, like, both my sisters would go, hey, go give your, like, my dad's like, go give your grand, like, your grandfather a hug. And my dad's like, no, I'm not going to give him a hug. I didn't give you kids a hug, so why am I going to give the grandkids a hug?
Oh, my God, really?
But to be fair, that's pretty reasonable. I respect that.
Yeah. He doesn't want you getting jealous of your nieces and nephews, I suppose.
No, but, like, my mum definitely is very affectionate and very cuddly. And I'm quite tall, like, I'm 6'4", and she's maybe, like, 5'4". So, like, there was a point, I think when I was 13, 14, that's when we're the same height. And then I had this massive growth spurt over 6 months, and I just shot up a foot. And then, you know, she still called me her little boy, but I'm not her, you know, she can't call me that. I'm not a little boy anymore. I'm a big boy.
Is your mum or your dad Greek?
My dad's Greek.
What are your origins? And what's your mama?
She's Australian, but she was born in a little town called Wandoan in country Queensland.
Is that very different cultures?
Let's just put it this way. For Christmas, we would always go to our Greek family's side last because the Australian family food at Christmas was fucking terrible.
Right. Oh, so then you go and get good food at the end, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you miss cuddling right now in the old lockdown? Of course, you're with your girlfriend, so that's okay.
Yeah. But do you know what? It's so weird. Like, so back home in Australia, like, so because I'm Greek, it's very much the usual custom to think is to give someone a hug and kiss them on the cheek. Boy, girl, doesn't matter. Kiss on cheek, one side, two side, depending on which way they go. I always wait for them to give me the go ahead, I'd say. But over here, you guys don't kiss on the cheek, I'd say. You guys are kind of huggers, but then you pull straight back. So it took me a while to adjust to that.
Yeah. We do have you found in TV before the pandemic, people would kiss in TV and you didn't know how it's usually two, but I would think one's, you know, you're getting your message across with one, really.
One's a good
and that message
base.
Being,
but I've had experiences like, so means, to say someone came and saw a show, you'd see them afterwards and they go, hey, what a great show, blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, saw you film this thing, it was amazing. And they give you a hug and a kiss, you're like, cool. Yeah, we're seeing you for a meeting this week, it's gonna be great. And then you see, like, I've seen them for meetings, and then you go in for the hug and they put out their hands. I'm like, oh, and you're like, what? You initiated the hug after the show, and now, like, it's just, but I guess business and business and pleasure.
But don't work backwards. Don't start with a hug and end with a handshake. That's offensive. At least they give you the hug after the show, unless it was like, oh, we all need a hug after that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, maybe they were like, oh, he needs a hug. Like, that was terrible. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Probably no one else in his family or fan base is going to congratulate, so I'm going to give him a hug just to make him feel comforted.
Actually, your show, which I saw and I thought was excellent, it was very deep. I cried in it. Maybe it was more like, not that you need a hug, but like, oh, wow, you're being decent enough to be so vulnerable. So we will lean in.
Before I did this, because I didn't listen to any of your apps because I wanted to come in pretty blind to it.
Come in cold. Baby, that's what I always say.
No, but I think what you just said, it made me think about like a really good hug that I've had or that I can remember. And I remember that Edinburgh, I was doing like two shows a day, and obviously that show was quite emotionally draining. And I remember you and Ashlyn came to the last show and stayed after everyone left and gave me a hug on stage. And it was a thing of, hey, I did the show, it was final, like completed it, it took its toll. But I remember like both of you being there, and it meant a lot that you both were there. And it, like, I remember that hug just being, the, all three of us were just hugging on stage whilst the next show was trying to set up, like telling us to fuck off.
Can we please have a moment? Yeah, but it was quite, you know, it was a heavy, very funny, but also heavy, like, you know, you were talking about some issues. We were crying our eyes out, and it was really poignant for Ashling as well. And, I mean, I'm a big baby, so we were all having a nice cry. It was lovely.
Yeah, but I remember, like, during the week when I went to see you again, like, you put out your handshake. So that, like, maybe she's comforting me because the show was shit and she didn't enjoy it.
I was more like, do I know you? That's Edinburgh. That's Edinburgh, baby.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Yeah, would you say you're good at cuddles? That's my question to you.
I think so. I think having a lot of like pets growing up as well, and that has helped. Do you know what I mean? And I think being quite tall and limber as well, I think that is always good. Like, there's so many like good nooks on a tall person, I reckon.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder, under the armpit, around the armpit, neck on neck. Hugging the leg.
Feet, that kind of thing. You and your sister are very close, aren't you? I met your sister once and that was quite sweet, and you're really close and I love that. I love a brother and sister. I love a sibling. It can be brother or brother. It can be sister and sister. I just like siblings.
Oh, yeah, you did, I think. You met Rachel, my youngest sister, right?
Yeah. She knows all the words to all the songs.
She's very good at it. But I find young kids now just know every song.
Why aren't they studying hard?
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I thought the other day, I don't know any song. There's songs that I listened to repeatedly when I was younger. And, like, I must have listened to them 1,000 times. I do not know every word to any. There's not one song where I know every word to. Like, if I was doing a lip sync battle, well, I wouldn't do one for a start. But actually, it's the best way for me to sing. I should do one because I can't sing. But there's not one song I know the words to. How do people do that?
I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm good at learning scripts and dialogue, but in terms of song, I went for, Mr. Brightside. I only found out the other day that it's like, I never, I think like, I never. I thought it was I Love Her the whole time. And there's been so many times I've just been like, yeah, I love her, and completely wrong. And no one pulled me up on it.
Well, no one cares. They probably think the same thing.
Yeah, but that song comes on, to be fair, like 4 a.m. to get everyone outside.
Yeah, it's a great song. I don't even know what I thought it was. That's how much I don't care.
The Bad Girl Podcast. Don't care.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Right, have you ever had any weird cuddles or really bad ones or ones that stick out in your mind?
Oh, yeah. Do you ever have, like, lingering cuddles?
Yeah, with people that they're just holding on for too long. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. There was one at my, like, so my great-grandmother's funeral. And, like, with Greeks, it's like you have to literally hug everyone at the funeral to say, like, thank you for coming, even if you've never seen them before or whatever. And I remember I would have been 18 and there were just so many, like, older ladies and older men who just, like, wouldn't let go. And you're just, you know, you've embraced them, like, thank you very much. And obviously you're still emotional as well. And then they just, like, hold on to you. And because they're quite shorter as well, like, they've just, like, rested their head in between your chest. And it's just, like, you can't do anything.
Sounds quite sexual.
You think these old men and ladies are trying to hit on me at a funeral?
I think they are. What other answer is there?
I should add as well, I'm not fluent in Greek. So they'll be speaking Greek at me whilst there. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. So maybe they were hitting on me. Maybe they were passing on their commiserations, their condolences.
It
could be commiserations for, like, the worst wedding. Yeah.
No, but old people are often quite lonely. I've heard that in the news. Not to tar them all with the same brush. Some of them, very active social lives, silver surfers, learning how to use the internet. But if they're on their own, oh, my God. I think that's the kind of old person I'm going to be. Probably still single. Fluent in Greek, yeah, and just hitting on the 18-year-olds. Like, I'm just going to go to funerals of people I don't know and just be like, oh, there's a lovely boy to hug. Like the Wedding Crashers, but with funerals. That's quite a good idea for old people.
Yeah, you should do it.
If they're lacking in connection, just go to a funeral and just be like, I miss him so much. It wasn't him, it was her. What is gender? I'm really getting it. Whose funeral was that? I missed who it was.
That was my great-grandmother's. So she was an absolute machine. So she was like 96, 97, and she was in good health. I reckon she would have done 100 easy. And for some reason, she's like, I'm going to take the bins out today. And I'm talking about, like, those big wheelie bins, like, not just like a proper big massive wheelie bin. Yeah. And my grandparents' place was, like, on a hill. Like, so the driveway was on a hill. So she, like, wheeled it all the way up the hill.
Yeah.
And she fell down at the last bit and broke her hip. And after that, she kind of passed away quite quickly. But,
yeah,
she was a machine.
Aww. I thought you were going to say something like – really awful, like she lost her tracking and the bin rolled down the hill. Rolled to the end. I really wasn't sure what was coming. Oh, what a way to go, though.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Do you think you can feel like you're a good judge of character?
I think so, but there's been occasions where I've been completely wrong. So do you know what I mean? So I think I'm quite good, but on a few occasions I've honked, I've failed miserably.
Like, go on.
Well, I met this girl, like, in Edinburgh, like Lou Cinders, I think she said her name was.
And you thought she was a bitch, but actually she's really nice.
Yeah.
She's actually a really nice girl.
Yeah, very much so.
I think I'm really good judge of character, but sometimes you have to go full circle. like you think someone's an asshole, then they're so nice to you, you think they're nice, and then you find out they're actually an asshole, and it's like, always trust your first instincts, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think I didn't used to give people enough time before. Like first impressions, I think it's quite big for me. And I get like similar to you in terms of like energy and like reading off people. I think I'm a similar vibe. And if you have like a bad stank in the first time, it takes a lot to win me back over.
Yeah. But people can be having a bad day or whatever. I'm thinking of one of my friends who's really moody, but he's so fun, but people get a wrong impression of him. But actually, he's really nice. So you just don't know.
What is he so fun? You said he's so fun?
He's so fun. He's so fun. He's really fun.
F-U-N.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was trying to think of the abbreviation of farm, and I was like, farm boy, farm girl?
come on, let us in. Okay, say you've made sweet love to your girlfriend, then what happens after? I don't want to know what happens during, okay, but what happens after?
We usually let the dog back into the bed.
You don't have the dog watching.
I'm sure Sarah will say it's been a very interesting experience having a fresh dog in your house and trying to maneuver that kind of stuff around.
A fresh dog? Did you say a fresh dog?
Yeah, both in the sense that it's quite new and also he's a cool cat.
A fresh dog. Talk me through this fresh dog situation.
This will take 45 minutes. I think it's like a game of Tetris, and I'm sure other people have similar situations, I would say. And it's just a thing of, you know, you have to time it very well. You have to be very patient and very understanding. And then once the deed be done, be like, hey, good job. Good job, and rewarding him for being, hey, good job for leaving us alone for...
He just barked on cue.
He's a fresh boy, man. He's well trained.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Who would you most like to cuddle?
Do you know what? I think Grimace would be a good... Do you guys have Grimace over here, like the big purple McDonald's character?
No, we've got a clown, and it's actually
called Ronald. Yeah, he's one of his mates.
Oh, okay, right.
Like, imagine if the Teletubbies didn't work out. Like, that's what Grimace would be.
And are you vegetarian?
I'm Greek. I can't be, unfortunately.
That's in the rules, is it?
That's in the rules. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, fine then. If you want the McDonald's one, absolutely fine. I was going to cast a sort of aspersions, but
Who have other people said in terms of like, who would you like to cuddle? I only said Grimace because he's got like such a massive circumference that I would like that as a challenge to see if I could put all my like long limbs around him.
You do you. Grimace is a fine answer, and I forgot about that character anyway.
So you did have it?
Well, we don't know for sure because my mother wouldn't let me go to McDonald's, of course. She wouldn't let us have chip butties.
So is this a separate podcast that I'm now...
Yeah, this is separate.
The serial version of Lou not going to McDonald's.
If you want me to be in honesty, I'm actually quite glad about it. I think McDonald's is scum of the earth. And thank you very much for joining me.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. When do you most like a cuddle?
I think in the morning. I think a really good cuddles because it's a nice way to wake up. And also, I like sporadic cuddles. I like a spontaneous little, oh, where'd this little cuddle come from? That surprised me. And my body's changed. I'm in a much better mood than I was previously.
Yeah. Spontaneous? Spontaneous cuddle. You know they mean it. They're really behind that.
How do you feel about back cuddles, Lou?
What, someone joining me from behind?
So say yes, but like say you know this person really well and you're having a conversation with someone and then someone just comes from behind and like gives you a cuddle.
It very much depends on my mood and who it is and, again, the energy of it. It depends what I'm talking about as well, because if someone crashes in a conversation, sometimes it's quite annoying.
You're talking about behind. Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah. Go for your life. Do what you like.
Okay.
She's cuddling me like I'm the prize, but we all know she's the prize, and I love it.
I hate to be all groovy, but Have you heard of the movies?
Okay, we're nearing the end now. Best on-screen cuddle, would you happen to know?
Have you ever seen Warrior with Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy?
I don't think so.
It's like a mixed martial arts movie. And it's about the final, spoiler alert, is between two brothers and they haven't spoken to each other for ages. And the ending is Joel Edgerton like got Tom Hardy in a submission and he's just saying like, just tap. And the last thing he says is, I love you. And then Tom Hardy taps and it's like all the feels kind of thing. And then they share this like embrace afterwards. But it's this, it's like a weird cuddle, I'd say. It's this cuddle of I'm choking you out essentially. Like, I'm about to tap you, but no, I love you. And I'm holding everything in for you. I'm holding, like I've got you as a big brother to the little brother. Like, I've got you. I'm not going to let go. It's such a metaphor. It's a metaphorical cuddle.
Whoa. Is tap out, is that a wrestling thing?
Tap, like to give up. Like you tap to go, I've had enough.
Yeah. Like a safe word, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you see like any guys with a shirt, like tap out, just avoid them.
Yep. That's another one to avoid. There's so many to avoid.
Just more in terms of daggy dress wear, nothing else.
Yeah, but don't forget that in Edinburgh, my dear father, who I love, had a T-shirt saying, save water, drink beer. I love it. What can you do? Can you remember the last cuddle you had?
Yeah, it was this morning in the kitchen.
Dog or girl?
You decide.
Dog or girl, that's my new game show. Dog or girl. That's horrible. It sounds really misogynistic, that game show. Sounds awful.
Also, it could be quite threatening, like the dog or the girl, like which, anyway, we can discuss it afterwards.
Horrible, yeah.
It was all three of us, actually. We all had like a nice cuddle.
That's really nice.
So it's the end of the show, and the regulars will know this is the time that we embrace, and it's very awkward, and I get very paranoid that people think that I've done this whole podcast just so I can hug everyone. And I'd like to officially say that I'm not actually a pervert, it's a marketing strategy.
Okay, the last, it's not a question, it's a physical. So, physical examination.
We give Don't panic.
We give each other a cuddle and we see if we can feel it through the airways. Because usually, of course, in the real world, we just hug each other. And then we mark each other out of 10. But we can't do that because of lockdown. So you'll close your eyes and then I'm going to go in for a hug. And I'm serious. And it's not a prank. And you have to see whether you can feel it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and be honest. If you don't feel anything, you're absolutely fine. Okay, here we go. Did you feel it?
I didn't feel it, but I'm no longer wearing any pants. So where did they go?
That's me. That was me. And what you do... Any points?
Also, my TV's gone. My wallet's gone. Yeah. My phone's missing.
That was me. So that was 0 out of 10, I can imagine.
No, Lou, I know what your hugs are like in real life, and I think you're very much...
No, you can't go on that.
I can't.
You can't go on that. You have to give me points for here and now.
So a virtual hug, I have to give you 0.
I agree with that. I couldn't I think really...
You've got to commit, Lou. If you're going to give a virtual hug, you have to, like, you got to go for it.
I'm embarrassed. I really tried and I just couldn't get a purchase on it.
Do you know what I'd say as well, Lou? I've just thought about now. I think your marks or your scale of how you'd rank people in terms of giving a hug, the introduction before the hug, like the action before. So I know you always have like a nice smile. It's like, and you kind of lower before extending the arms. It's like, oh, I know this hug's going to be great. Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't really feel it. The microphone was in the way. I wasn't feeling it there. Okay, now you've got to give me a hug virtually and let's see if you can get more than
you
nothing.
You have to close your eyes though.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have left.
You didn't tell me when you were going in and then I thought I could feel it and I thought, am I imagining it? Because I felt like I could feel it. And then I thought, oh no, I don't think he started because he was going to tell me when he was going in. But I could already feel it. So...
I crept up quite quickly. So when I said, like, are you ready? I went straight in.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt, I think I did actually feel it. I'm not even kidding. But who knows what's projection and what's not. But I'm going to give you 7 for that.
7?
And don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you gave me nothing because you were absolutely spot on.
Can I know that when it is allowed, can I get a remark? if I can like see him, and then I would like that published and a statement to be made in the Times or something, or the Guardian perhaps.
Something like this. Yeah, it will be your proudest moment. And the great news for you is you're now a member of Cuddle Club.
Lou, this is much better than my subscription to the Saddle Club when I was seven.
Yes. What's the Saddle Club? Ponies?
Yeah. Oh, I hope it would be.
Oh, just sex stuff, yeah. My grandma's friends got me involved. So loved it. I lived through it. So you get a badge if we make them, but I don't think they're sustainable. So, oh, no, my new idea is after watching Tiger King, I'm going to do condoms with my face on it.
Giving everyone's penis a nice hug.
Yeah, with a plastic sheath. So you're welcome. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Lily, thank you very much.
So that was Steen Raskopoulos. Actually, if you read it out from the internet, it's not that hard. If you want to follow Steen, he's on Twitter at Steen Rasko, at Steen R-A-S-K-O. And he's on Instagram, same, actually. He's a man of consistency. He does a lot of improv shows, obviously not now, but I follow him online. Everything's online, baby. Review the podcast, 5 and above, please. Here's an idea for a review. I like this so much, I want to give it 6 stars. I can't. Something like this. Follow at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.